Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. And I'm here today with Nancy Kantz, who's a sommelier, and Stephanie Hammery, regional events sales manager at Felino Estate Winery. It's a family-owned winery in Berks County, north of Kutztown, that offers handcrafted wines, Italian cuisine, and a real picturesque venue that we're going to talk about today. So Nancy and Steph, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yeah, let's start with a little history. How did the idea for Felino come about, and how did Felino end up where it is?
So Marco Felino's father, Rodolfo Valentino, had purchased 63 acres in Kutztown on which to build homes because, aside from being a restaurateur, he was also in construction. He had a construction company. And the land sat idle because he couldn't get it past zoning. It was his intention to build homes. So fast forward, Mr. and Mrs. Felino, Marco and Andrea, were reading a book about a husband and wife who had opened up a winery, and they thought what an exciting venture that would be. So winemaking is in Marco's family background because in Calabria, Italy, where they are from, his grandfather used to make wine. Marco and Andrea met at Marco's father's restaurant. Marco was making pizzas. Mrs. Felino was the hostess. Now, she went on to earn her degree in interior design. So once they started to build this magnificent place in Kutztown, Mrs. Felino had her opportunity to put her touches in every single corner of the property. So when you walk in, you're completely taken away to a different place. And Mrs. Felino just has her touch in the decor, even construction considerations. She has her hand in everything that has to do with design and structure.
She's an incredible eye. She really does. And so that combined with Marco's, you know, grit and passion and business savviness is just, it's such a cool combination to see.
And we're saying Kutztown, but this isn't in the town itself. This is north of the town, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
It's interesting because I think a lot of people hear Kutztown and they think the university. They think, you know, deep in the town of Kutztown. But the reality is it's only 10 minutes past Fogelsville. So it's really close to Lehigh Valley. And I think people from Lehigh Valley really need to explore and go check it out because it's just like Nancy said, you're transported almost to an Italian village. It's incredible. You walk into the piazza and it literally feels like you're in Italy.
And it is on a hilltop there with the vineyard all around it. Let's talk a little bit about the vineyard. What does a location offer in terms of like soil, drainage, and sun exposure that makes it ideal for the grapes that you're growing?
Sure. So we have loam over shale. So loam is going to be very rich in nutrients, a lot of organic matter. The shale, it's really interesting because it lends such a crisp, fresh flavor to the wine. Scientifically, they will say that soil doesn't affect the flavor, but it does. It absolutely does. And you can tell when wines were grown in a place that had a lot of chalk soil. But for us, that slate, I really enjoy the flavor. Can I tell you what I did as an experiment one
time? Please do.
Okay. So when I used to be the tasting room manager, I had our team taste rock water. So I put different rocks in water. I let it soak. And then we each tasted the experience of what it tasted like.
That's interesting.
And yes, you could definitely taste the difference. So in my mind, there's no way you can tell me that a grape grows in a certain soil and doesn't get some of that flavor.
Certainly,
or
certainly.
Those characteristics of freshness.
Let's talk about the types of grapes that you're growing and the types of wines that you're making at Felino.
Sure. So we have 14 acres on which we grow 11 varieties. So to name a few, we have the very popular Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, Pinot Grigio, Pinot Noir, and Sangiovese.
It's a nice selection there.
Mm-hmm.
And what other wines are you making with those grapes? I know you're making both reds and whites.
Yes, we do. We make some blends, and then we will also make single varietal wines from those grapes.
Great. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And then you also making some wines with blending grapes from outside the Lehigh Valley too?
That's correct. Okay. Yes.
Which I know some people like, oh, you can't do that. I would say like brewers get grains and hops from all over.
And California does the same thing. They blend from different, even different locations.
Right.
Within
different
their own
years
state
and everything too. Right. So it just gives you more flexibility, right?
It absolutely does. And what's interesting is that because 14 acres is only going to yield so much, and we do have to feed the masses. Mm-hmm. So what we do is whenever we import grapes or juice from other areas, we always reserve part of ours to add to theirs so that part of our estate is in every bottle.
Great. I think that's a really nice touch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know there are some varietals that are kind of particular to the Lehigh Valley that people might not see every day on the state store shelves. And what are some of those wines that are more unique to the Lehigh Valley and to this region of the country?
Sure. Chamberson is one that's very popular in the Northeast. We make ours semi-sweet, where you might be more familiar with Chamberson in a dry style or a very sweet style. So we have ours at a really nice level of sweetness, which makes it very versatile and easy drinking. Now, I do want to point out this wine that we have, which is Pinot Grigio, and it was grown on our estate. This current vintage that we have is aged in barrel, which is not something that is common. It is done in Northeast Italy, mm-hmm. but not typically done because they want to keep that freshness. What I like about this wine is that it adds a little bit of texture, so you can do a lot more with it when it comes to food. So you can approach it as you would a Chardonnay.
Excellent.
Our winemaker has an actual laboratory, which is not very common in the area. Off the top of my head, I don't know the number that actually have that, but not many in the Lehigh Valley have it, let alone in the state of Pennsylvania. So the fact that he almost is like a chemist creating these wines behind the scenes is pretty impressive. Watching him do what he does is incredible. Zach, he's an incredible winemaker that we have. But the fact that we have a laboratory is a very big and unique thing for a winery in the area.
So, and Stephanie, you were talking about some of the design touches that were visible throughout. Let's talk a little bit more about the location overall, about the building and some of the unique aspects of the building that's up there in the grounds, because it's a really neat place.
It is. And I would say, so the building itself is comprised of a winery, a restaurant, and also an event space. And in those event spaces, we have weddings, corporate events, private events, quite versatile, and a large portfolio of events. Within a year, I'd say we have over 225 private events, about 60 corporate events, and then 70 weddings. And that's just in 1 year. So very impressed with the team we have. They do a great job, not just booking, but also executing the events on the day of. But the back of the building where the event space is overlooks the vineyard and has this unbelievable sunset. It's one of the biggest selling points for weddings. I mean, the golden hour photos that you can get back there are beautiful. You feel like you're in Italy. I know I've said that a couple times today, but you really do. So the building itself, the way that Marco and Andrea also arranged it, it's literally the back facing the sunset. So during the ceremony, the sun is dropping and it just looks beautiful.
And there is an outdoor patio area. I know I went once in the fall, with the jazz combo out there, people playing bocce, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like
there
a real
is.
Cool space to chill.
It is. There's a wine garden, which is really fun. Mm-hmm. It does have bocce. Marco and Andrew also have a couple ideas up their sleeve right now with some expansion projects that they're working on and do more event spaces. So that's super exciting. They have a lot of investors, joining the company, and it's just expanding bigger and bigger. They also have multiple locations. That's the other part that people don't know about Foligno State Winery. So beyond the Foligno State Winery, there's also the Vintner's Tables, which are located in Wyomissing and in Phoenixville. And we have a new location opening in Ardmore this spring. So very excited about that as well.
Nice. And we talked about the location. We talked about the wines. There's a full-service Italian restaurant up there, too. And like you were saying, Nancy, that's part of the heritage. I mean, we talked about Valentino's. That's the Valentino's that is in Kutztown, right?
That's correct, yes. It's under new ownership now, but that used to be his restaurant, or Marco's father's restaurant. And that's where he learned how to make pizzas. And he makes an exceptional pizza. He wanted to be authentic in his recipe for pizza making. So he worked on it and worked on it and worked on it to get it to where it is now. So we do have the flour that we import from Italy. And that makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic wood-fired pizza.
Mm-hmm. And then other entrees, what might be some of the more popular dishes there?
That's a tough one because Andrea comes up with these incredible recipes. She not only has a great eye, she also has a great taste in Italian food. So she'll come up with some incredible dishes, and then paired with Nancy's incredible knowledge about wine. Our sommeliers, we're very lucky that we have that. Not a lot of wineries have that as well. So she'll have these incredible dishes. I would say Nonna Lydia's lasagna is probably one of the top things right now. It's actually Marco's mother's recipe that he's finessed. It's definitely one of the most popular items right now. And then pairs with Valentino, which kind of pulls the whole story together, which is a wine named after his father. So the story really of family is a really big embodiment throughout the whole company.
And Nancy, some of your favorite pairings, lightning round, what are they?
Well, the Lydia with a Valentino is absolutely fantastic. We also have an Americano pizza, and that one goes very well with a Sangiovese. And then we also have a wine that is an estate Pinot Noir Rosé. I wanted to bring that one up because it is very versatile. Because it comes from Pinot Noir, you are going to have some of the cherry notes, and it's going to also be versatile, so you can take it a little bit on the sweet side, but you can also take it a little bit on the savory side. It's just that perfect medium wine.
That's my top three right now, is the Estate Pinot Noir Rosé.
It goes with a lot of things then, too. Really versatile that way, food-wise.
Yes.
And if people are looking to find out more information, they see what food you have on the menu, what wines are available, or event space, what would be the website and the social media handles?
It would be folinoestate.com, F-O-L-I-N-O, estate, E-S-T-A-T-E.com. You can find us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook. That's where I say most of our events are, because beyond our private and corporate events, we also have dueling piano events, we have pasta making classes, we have various spring food fests coming up. So there's a lot more that also is open to the public that you can kind of experience the food, experience the wine, and the beautiful ambiance.
And just 10 miles west of the Lehigh Valley.
Exactly. People don't realize that. It's wonderful.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. So Nancy and Stephanie, thank you for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you so much for having us.
Much.
We're honored.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish.